Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome, everybody. This is a Hollywood Connections one-hour special. Dawn is on special assignment today, so sitting in today as your host, Renee Leone, featuring intuitive reader Shelley Percy.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Welcome.
So we have Shelley Percy here today, and, Percy, I'm sorry. So, you know, we're going to have some questions with her. She's an intuitive reader, and I've known her for quite some time now, and I am so going to enjoy this energy revealing information that she's going to give us, and I'm going to ask her some questions. So, Shelley, so welcome. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. I'm just so excited to be here, and this is my opportunity. I've been waiting for it so people know who I truly am, because I do everything from the heart and soul. That is my passion, helping so many people. These are my gifts, and this is what I'm meant to do.
Well, I'll tell you something. The first time I did meet you, I was feeling the good energy about you, and I got a chill even, you know, sitting next to you right now, because I feel your great energy, and I'm the right person to do this interview with you. I can really tell you that, because I am all about this.
So. I know. I'm so excited, because unconditional love is who I am. I'm just glowing. My inner child is always with me, and this is truly my passion.
Oh,
I
wow.
just love this.
Well, we're going to have this hour interview, and anybody who would like to call in and to ask, you know, Shelley some questions, we will, you know, down the line answer some questions. Anything that you might want to ask, just call in to TAN Talk 106.1. And the number is 727-441-3000. And we will answer your questions. So, Shelley, I'm going to start off with, you know, what were your gifts as a child?
Well, as a child, I always heard voices, and I seen spirits, always. And I stayed in my room forever playing with Barbies, because who was I going to talk to? A normal person would have never understood. So I kind of kept secluded to myself. I really didn't talk a lot to people or have a lot of friends. I really kept to myself. And that was my connection with everything happening in my room, with the spirits coming forward and just hearing voices.
So you were hearing voices. At that time, did you see different visual outlines of people, or was it just the voices?
Actually, it was just the voices. I didn't see outlines of people at all. It kind of was like a little shadow, but I didn't see it much of that. It was really the voices that did it.
Well, I'll tell you, they do say when you are hearing, it's really the thought process. It's not something you're making up. And, you know, children are so susceptible to be open to, you mm-hmm. know, if this happens to you when you're a child, if you're able to just keep it, they say it stays with you. But a lot of times when you get to your, you know, older life years, like in your teenage years, you wind up like blacking it and just saying, this is all in my head. But I truly believe the people that are meant to tell the story are people like you are. You know, you have a lot of angels with you and all good spirit guides. So,
yes, definitely.
So I wanted to ask you, tell me a little bit about your great-grandmother, Leah Loveland.
Well, my great-grandmother, Leah Loveland, oh my God, I loved her to death. She was very special to me. And when I was 9 years old, she had passed away. And I know she is one of my guardian angels. She's always with me. And she told me, I have gotten my gifts because of her.
Oh,
and
wow.
I had confronted my mother, and she says, no way, no way, because she was a very spiritual woman. She went to church every Sunday. She didn't have those gifts. But deep down inside, I know she did, and that's why she came to me. And she is always with me. And actually, she's actually sitting on the bench right
now. Yes, because you're a medium.
Her.
So you see different people that have passed over the other side. And it's really wonderful. I mean, to be intuitive, also telepathically. Are you telepathic?
Oh, yeah, I'm everything.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, just bring it on. I can handle anything at this
point. Are you?
Yes, everything.
Well, I feel your energy sitting over here, honey,
Thank you.
Wonderful. But I do want to ask you, I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Okay.
And like I said, if anybody that is listening to the radio station, if you have any questions whatsoever, Shelley will be able to answer as much as she possibly can. So your great-grandmother was very spiritual. Your mother probably was too, but she blocked herself. You know, so sometimes it goes every other generation. That's what I'm told. Am I correct?
Yeah, you are correct. I've heard about that also. So you are correct.
I am. So, what was your experience with Jesus in the mirror? So can you kind of give me an idea what, you know, because, I talked to you in the past. You know, you had said something about that, and I'd really like to hear what you have to say.
Well, that story is truly amazing because my dear friend Patty in Port Richey and Debbie, they always see me on video. That's how we speak. And they always see the white light around me. So I have this huge mirror in front of my desk. And what had happened, I saw Jesus come forward in the mirror. He touched my shoulder. It was amazing. And he said how proud he was of me and that I was doing what I was meant to do on earth, being a messenger from God and a messenger from the angels. And it was so powerful. And I heard the harps playing. I heard the birds singing. And all of a sudden, all these archangels came forward behind him and they started singing Hallelujah. And it was so amazing. I had tears in my eyes. It was so beautiful, such a wonderful experience.
Oh, wow. So your archangels, which ones are you? I know Archangel Michael is Mayan.
I don't know. There's so many. I have Archangel Gabriel.
Yes.
Archangel Raphael, Archangel Shamuel. They're all around me, all of them. There's just so many. And, you know, I'm trying to learn more about each one because I only knew of certain ones. But they're all around me. It's amazing.
So they actually give you some guidance is what they do.
Yes, they do.
And they protect you, am I right?
Yes,
they protect you.
Always.
Well, so I wanted to ask you something about rose oil. Tell me a little bit about the Victorian rose oil.
Okay, I have an amazing story with that. I had always burned lavender oil because I love lavender with a passion.
Mm.
And I started burning Victorian rose oil. And I had burned it for 3 to 4 weeks. And then one day, my guardian angel, my own personal guardian angel, whispered in my ear and she said, by the way, my name is Rose. So when she had said that, all of a sudden, when I would do my readings and the guardian angels would come through for each person, now they tell me their names. That was 5 months ago because they never told me their names before.
Wow.
So that was pretty amazing.
So can you tell me a few of their names?
Well, each person has their own personal guardian angel.
Okay, yes.
And they will tell me their name and I tell them what they look like. So that's how I do it. There's just so many names.
Okay.
Actually, I just heard your guardian angel's name is Priscilla.
She's
coming forward. So she is standing right behind you right here. And beautiful auburn red hair. Wavy.
Wow.
Big, beautiful green eyes. And she's smiling. Because when you are sleeping, she goes over you with her magnificent white light. She caresses your hair. She caresses your cheeks. She kisses your forehead. She's always giving your messages on the left ear because you sleep on your right.
I do sleep on my right.
So she's
for
just
some
told
reason,
me to
I just feel
you.
Comfortable.
Yes.
Even though that rotor cuff tear is bothering me on the right, for some reason, I throw all those pillows underneath my head, and it feels better to sleep on my right.
Yes, so
when I sleep on my left, I'm constantly moving.
Yes.
I'm moving back.
So she wanted you to know this, and that's why she just came forward at this moment, which is beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Do not forget her name. because she will not tell me it again.
Priscilla?
Yes, Priscilla.
Well, Priscilla Presley. I mean, I was. We'll start that story another time.
Okay.
But so your experience with the Buddhist temple. You have a friend named Kristen.
Oh God, I love her.
So please tell me about that.
Well, I was told before I was going to the Buddhist temple that my gifts would open up more, my hearing would be stronger, my visions would be stronger. I had such an amazing experience. When we left that Buddhist temple and Kristen was driving, I had turned around, I saw this emperor, the Tibetan emperor, sitting in her back seat. He was wearing this magnificent headpiece, and it had all these beautiful jewels on the bottom.
Oh, yes.
And he was so fascinated, sitting in a car, he kept turning his head left and right, left and right. And as he turned his head, all of the jewels were clinging together. It was amazing. And all of a sudden, that was my first channeling experience. I started saying these prayers for 20 minutes. Kristen had tears running down her face. And I remember exactly what I had said. It was, Om Makahona Haya Kona Hakayasha. This is how I was talking. I was doing all these hand movements. It was just beautiful.
So it came
powerful.
Through.
It
kind
yes.
of like the powerfulness came through that you were speaking another
yes,
language that
yes.
you really didn't understand, but mm-hmm. he understood.
But Kristen was like, that was
wow.
just so beautiful. She was really honored wow. that I did that at that moment.
Oh, well.
Yes.
And can you tell me when that was?
That was over more than a year ago. It was during the summertime. I had gone with her. She had invited me. So that was my amazing experience.
So how do you see Archangel Michael? Can you give me an idea
wow,
of how you see him?
Wow, he is so powerful. He gives you strength. He gives you courage when you are weak. When I see him, he is 18 feet tall. It just blows my mind. His wings are spread completely opened, and they touch both walls in my room at work. It's just amazing how I see him. He's so the tallest, most, the biggest.
Yeah.
Way he comes through to me is like that from all of them.
So he gives you a lot of strength.
Oh yes, he does, definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
Well, the guardian angels tell me, you know, you're saying that they tell you how everyone has a guardian angel, and then
mm-hmm.
I always was told that we all have a guardian
yes.
angels, and some of them are maybe distant relatives,
mm-hmm.
or it's just somebody that knew somebody. I mean, you tell me.
You are so right on, because it can be a relative that's passed
mm-hmm.
on, a protector that sits on the edge of your bed watching you when you sleep at night. Your guardian angel is with you when you're born through your whole life, but you can have other guardian angels, which are family members also. People are not aware of this. So it's pretty amazing how they come through.
Wow. Wow, it is amazing.
Yes.
I'm always in awe about learning more and more and more. And since, you know, I had... something happened to me, actually. Today's the 25th, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, it's been 10 years since I'm a breast cancer survivor. And when that all happened, my life changed. So I became more open
yes.
to believing, you know, what's, you know, things that are happening. And I just kept growing and growing and growing. And I'm always looking for answers.
Yes,
always looking for
and
answers.
And when people experience lots of drama in their lives.
Yes.
That's when things truly opens up your gifts.
Really?
When you experience the dark side.
Yes.
Because we're not 100% light. We have our dark shadows side.
Yeah, well, we have to always
protect ourselves. Yes, definitely.
Always
definitely,
ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
So I just wanted to ask, Vaughn, do we have anybody calling in for us at all right now? Are we okay? Yes, I think we do. We do have somebody calling in. So who's calling in, Vaughn? Oh, okay. So, you know, we'll move on. We do have somebody, but they're not yet ready. They're going to ask some questions. And so what is your story with Mary Magdalene?
Oh, that's
such
a beautiful story.
Jesus is somebody that really Jesus helped.
I love her.
So tell me.
She always stands to the right of me. And when she comes through when I do readings, she's holding these two beautiful bouquets of Victorian roses. And they are taupe color, light pink, real light pink.
Wow.
And she will hand them to someone at that moment of the reading and say it's time for forgiveness.
Oh,
and it's just
yeah.
it's huge. It's just beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
She's always with me. She's always to the right of me, Mary Magdalene. I love her.
Wow. So Vaughn, I'm ready. If you have somebody, we can ask any questions. I mean, we can jump in anytime.
Hello, Shelley. How are you?
Hi, who is this?
This is Shay.
Hi, Shay. Oh,
oh
my God.
Shay.
I love her to death. She's amazing. She's truly gifted like me. We've connected. Yes.
And so, Shay, do you have any questions for Shelly right now that we're online? We want to see what you have to ask.
Well, Shelly, I'm just curious. You have so many amazing gifts, and you have the biggest heart of anybody I've ever met in my life. And any time you've read from me, you are so perfect, spot on. So my question to you is, what is your biggest dream from this conversation today with the public?
My biggest dream is connecting with people, people knowing who I am so I can help them with unconditional love. And just living at the moment and loving their self especially. That is my passion, connecting with all these beautiful souls.
Thank you so much for calling in. So, I'm feeling so good, and I feel so calm sitting here next to you right now, Shelly.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Did you have any other questions before we go on to the next?
No, I just want to tell the world what a wonderful person this individual is. She's my most dearest friend. She came into my life and helped me through so many hard times.
Thank you, sweetie. I love you.
Thank you so much for
so special.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
So, do we have another call, Vaughn? We do. Okay, I'm ready. We're ready. Hi, who is it?
Oh, hi, it's me, it's Dawn Reese, are you there?
Hi, Dawn, how are you?
I'm doing great, special assignment today. I do have a question for Shelly real quick, Shelly with Angels. This is really important because I've been confused about this for a while. When me and my husband, we moved into a little place in Hollywood, Florida, and we had lots of keys out. I don't know if I had told you the story. And we were outside about 1 in the morning, we couldn't get the door open, it was completely locked. Long story short, that day, actually, we had powerful prayer that day at our production company. We had a pastor come in. It was pretty heavy. So that was kind of like the before. So we're trying to get this door open. Let's go back to the story. And somebody walks by with a long hair T-shirt and says, hey, how are you guys doing? I said, well, we're locked out of our condo. And he's like, really? And he walked, honest to God, he walks over. And he says, where is it? And we just follow him like a puppy. And he opens the door and walks away. Now, Shelly, I'm a person that says, how did you do this?
Oh, my God, that's amazing. What I can happened? Tell you right now, he was meant to be there at the most perfect time. That was an angel to help you. That's how miracles happen, blessings. It was meant at that time when you need it.
Divine timing.
Yes, divine timing, of course.
Yeah, because you know what? We couldn't say anything, and we were completely like stunned. Mm-hmm. And he walked away, and he had a tow truck. So I guess I have a tow truck driver angel.
Yes, you did. There you go.
Okay, and what about the sign from my mother? This is a question. She had passed away. And she told me she'd give me a sign if she could. I was on the beach in Hollywood, Florida, and I'm walking and I'm crying and a fisherman looks at me and goes, hey, lady, somebody loves you out there.
Oh,
and I went, what?
That was a sign. Oh, my God. That was a sign meant just for you at that perfect moment. That's no matter what, they're always around us in spirit, not to be sad. Because when you speak to your mom, she hears every word you say. And when she visits you in a dream, it's not a dream. She's truly visiting you. So they're always around you, sweetie. And that's so beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, there are 12 long stem roses around my feet in the ocean. And I thought, you know, they could fall off a boat. But I picked them up and put them in my Bible.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But, you know, those are two stories that really, you know, I wanted to pop on the air and give you my side and just get your answer from that, and I appreciate that.
That is so beautiful, and I would love to do a reading for you when you have the time, from my heart, okay?
I'm with you. I got you. You know what? I just wish you much success on everything, Renee. Godspeed ahead, and I've got to get back to assignment here.
Thank you, Dawn. We'll talk later. Thank you.
Bye, ladies.
All right. Bye-bye. So, unconditional love. So unconditional love, please tell me. Speak what you think.
From my heart.
From
unconditional
your heart.
Love is just loving yourself, living at the moment, being at peace, being blissful, being joyful, just experiencing the whole world with love. That's just what unconditional love is to me.
So healing yourself. You know, you're healing. You know, your well-being, your soul. I'm sure we all go through trials and tribulations through our life. And sometimes, like we say, there's things that happen to us that we can't explain, but we need to, I think we need to go through this to overcome it and to be healed from it.
Of course. Oh, this is easy.
Shelley.
Every morning I look in the mirror and I say, I love myself, I'm beautiful, I deserve love, and I'm worth it. And as God had come forward, he said, cry those tears heal your heart and soul. People think they could hold everything behind your heart for decades, and that's what gives you anxiety, stress, sickness, disease. And when he says, cry those tears truly heal your heart and soul. And forgiveness, forgiving people from the past, forgiving people now, forgiving people that do not deserve your forgiveness. You don't have to forget what they did to you, but wish them the best and move on. And the only thing I bring up from the past are the beautiful memories. I never bring up all that drama, and I live at the present moment one day at a time, and I have learned that word patience quite well.
Okay, I think we have another caller coming in. All right, who's on the line, Vaughn? Who do we have?
We got Johnny.
Johnny?
Johnny! Okay. Oh, he's okay.
So, Johnny, hello.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
So, what question do you have for our dear friend over here, Shelley?
Well, I want to tell everyone how amazing it's been, before I ask my question, how amazing it's been to interact with Shelley and work with her and see her gifts really unfold and magnify. I've seen that happen, and it's been an amazing thing to witness. She's truly gifted. She's completely for real, and she really is doing the work of an angel here.
Have you had experience
right now?
Have you? Can I ask you something, Johnny? Have you had any experience with Shelley? Has she?
Oh yeah.
Has she's given you some guidance, some spiritual guidance, some angel-like guidance?
Oh yes, absolutely. Shelley's awesome. One of the most favorite things I love is when she says she sees Archangel Michael, because she says he's 18 feet tall and his wings touch both sides of the building. It's such a powerful protection. I love when she says that. And Shelley will just tell me every now and then, we work together, and she comes up beside me and she'll just tell me, you know, Mary Magdalene is with you today. She's giving you blessings. She's here for guidance and protection. It's just awesome, the messages she gives me. From Mary Magdalene, and then she also, Shelley gives you messages from those who have passed on. You know, her mediumship is so strong, the abilities are so strong, and she'll tell you, you know, I've got a message here, or someone's with you today, they're protecting you, they're watching over you, or they're at the side of your bed, you know, they're just there and they're with you, and I want you to know that. And then she gets stuff right. I mean, she gives you some specifics, and it's absolutely amazing. So,
wow.
The question I would have is, I'd like for Shelley, if she can, to tell me what she sees for me in the future, like maybe a year from now, and then maybe if she can share what she sees for herself, what she might be doing and where she'll be about a year from now.
Maybe there's like a little something that you can just give him, because I'm sure on your own time you can give him a reading. But
yes,
just a little something today. Like, how are you feeling today by talking to Johnny? Is there anything you can give him a message
today?
Okay,
they're telling me just for you to move forward and believe in yourself, because you're going to be able to accomplish anything. So this is only the beginning for you. A year from now, it's going to be amazing.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, what are you going to be doing in about a year, Shelley?
Oh, my God. I'm going to be all over the place helping so many people, so many souls, beautiful souls. That's my passion.
So, Johnny, if you know anybody else that would like to just call in, that are friends of yours that can call in, I mean, we're here for about another 25 minutes, and I'm have a lot more questions to ask her, but I really appreciate you coming on. And if you have anybody else that needs any questions asked, Shelley, you're okay with
yes.
that?
Of course,
a question,
no problem.
So she can give a, you know, and then they can, at the end, we'll give her information for them to contact her and where she can be reached so they can come for a full reading. How's
yes,
that sound,
of course.
Shelley?
Awesome.
Thank you so much,
awesome.
Johnny. Thank you so much.
Johnny.
Thank you. Thanks, bye.
Have a blessed day. Okay, so now we're going to talk about grounding. How is it the way you can teach somebody to ground themselves in order for them to feel like they're not all over the place, that they're really, you know, in tune with themselves, or to help them throughout the day, because sometimes
okay.
they're going through trials and tribulations?
Well, I will tell them a lot to do some deep meditation, just relax, get out in nature, balance yourself and walk barefoot on the grass. Hug those trees. Sit by the water.
I hear
watch
that all
those
the time.
Waves.
Hug those trees.
Just pay attention to everything around you. Swing on that swing. Just calm your mind. Take those amazing bubble baths with Epsom salt and lavender. Just relax. Breathe in the lavender. Uh-huh. Even going out and feeling the sun on your face is 10 minutes is better than nothing.
You know, that sounds like some good advice.
Yes,
it really does. And what are you thinking over here, Miriam? It is some good advice, right?
Wonderful advice.
Yes.
I listen to her all the time.
You do. You listen all the time. So you do listen to her. You're very good friends with her. So she gives you some good advice, I'm sure.
Yes, she does. I never know who's showing up next. Only I can't see them. She can't. So she's the one who has to tell me what's going on.
But that's okay. As long as you believe in her, you know. And you see differences in your life because of what you've been through and how you see the answers that she gives you is a great guidance, I would say. Wouldn't you say?
I would say so. And when my son died last year, she was with him the whole time, and she led him to be happy and not be afraid of death. And I'll never forget what she did for him.
Oh, wow. See, so you've been, I'm sorry for your loss, Miriam.
Thank you.
But, you know, we have to not be scared about crossing over when it does. We know when it's not our time, but it's... Some people are just in a better place.
It was such a beautiful experience because when he had passed on, I had saw this huge light come into the room.
Wow.
And actually, he was holding, his dad was there to greet him, and he was holding his dad's hand.
Oh.
And they were walking, and he turned around, looked at me, and smiled and said, thank you.
Oh, wow.
It was just heartfelt.
Had the chills.
It was my very first experience.
Wow.
It was just amazing.
Tell them what happened the next day.
You have to remind us, sweetie, because there's so much.
Well, we were at the Underground Film Festival. You were helping us.
Yes.
Because we're with the Tampa Bay Film Society. And you said, oh, my goodness, David just got back. I said, what's he doing here? He's supposed to be in heaven. And she said, he just had a message for you. He wanted you to know that heaven is a lot better than he thought it would be.
Okay, I'm glad you remember that. Just, it's hard for me to remember.
How can I forget that?
So I thank you, Miriam, for that experience.
Welcome.
And really, I want to say this from the bottom of my heart, Shelley. I really feel like this is a good day. Also, I do want to say that protecting yourself from the white, you know, with the white light. I do that, and I don't do it as much as I should. So I'm going to ask you so that people can hear what you have to say, how to protect yourself with your white light.
Okay, what I do every morning, I ask the angels to surround me with this beautiful white light, and I see this huge white light above my head going like spiral, wind tunnel, through my whole body, under my feet, really fast like a tornado.
Wow.
So as I see that happening, I tell the angels that nothing negative, dark shadows, or evil comes my way, only love and light. And I do that 7 days a week for the rest of my life. It's very important. You have to do that.
Okay, we have another phone call over there, Yvonne. Boy, you're really getting popular over here, Shelley. So who's on the line now?
We got Sherry on the line.
Sherry? All right. Hi, Sherry. This is Renee Leone with Hollywood Connections, and we're here with Shelley.
Hello. How are you? Can I help you?
Hi, Sherry. How are you? Hi, Shelley.
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, Sherry, what question do you have?
How's your day going, girls?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Awesome.
Thank you.
May I ask a question, my dear? Is the lady that's in red there, does she have the same gift you have?
Miriam does have some wonderful gifts, or actually have opened up more since I've been with her. So her gifts truly have opened up, yes.
Yeah, she's a very good friend of hers.
Yes.
And have you ever been red?
Of yours?
Have you been red before?
You can't tell me? Have I been red before?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No, you've never been read before?
I have been read before, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Shelley? Personal
questions?
Well,
I don't know. What can you tell me about me, Shelley?
Okay, well, they just told me to tell you you have a very kind heart. You've always been a giver. You're not used to receiving. And you need to do more of that because it has to be equal. And people have taken you advantage of you because of your kind heart is what I hear.
Oh, girlfriend, you're right on the money.
Thank you.
You are right on the money.
Thank you.
I like to know somebody that knows what I know.
You know, and I don't even need cards to read a person. I could just feel their energy. So no matter No, it yes, just I comes very, to me naturally.
I have very great energy, and I have very many angels that follow me around.
Wonderful. That's beautiful.
And I am very spiritual as well.
Oh, lovely.
And I do read tarot also. Do you do tarot cards?
Oh, I do it all. I can read a picture.
Do you?
I don't need cards, but I do love my cards.
I do, too. Yes. I get a tarot reading every morning.
Wonderful.
Well, you know what? You know, sometimes you have some things in common with people, and maybe sometime you could read Christy. She can come to you wherever your location is. By the way, where are you located?
Actually, I do work at the Zen Zone Experience in Oldsmar. I am there 5 days a week, so I'm there. My day is off. They're closed on Mondays, but my day off is Saturday. So, and they can reach me on my page. You can Google Healing Hearts and Souls is my passion. I do a lot on my page. I even do 2 free readings a month, and the woman that had one in December was from Austria. I did a Facebook Messenger video reading.
Oh, wow, really?
So I have lots of testimonials. My page has reached over almost 14,000 people in 4 days. It's been blowing my mind.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yes,
that's
awesome. Yes. Thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
All the way from Austria, you believe
yes,
this?
It's
all the
way
across the country.
So
you know, that's 5,000 miles.
You. I've heard wonderful, wonderful things about you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That
and,
really,
I'm
that
so
really.
You.
Oh, thank you. Same here. Thank you.
Well, I really thank you for calling in, and we're
so
definitely.
Where are you again? Please tell me your address where you're at.
Okay, I'm in Oldsmar, Florida, and the address is 3964 Tampa Road.
Okay, I know Tampa.
Okay,
Road.
It's the Zen Zone Experience. That's where I do work, but I do have my own personal page also.
Awesome. Renee, would you share that with me, please?
Yes, I will. I will definitely share that with you.
That would be awesome. I was just kind of listening to you, girls.
Yes.
I'm a friend of Renee's as well.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
And you know what? We're going to also have this. It's going to be on. It's going to be taped. And it's going to be on YouTube. So we'll be able to rehear it again for the address. Does that sound great?
Awesome. Awesome. Actually, put it on your Facebook page as well so that... they will see her website and stuff, if you would, please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling in,
that
Christy.
That would be awesome.
Thank you,
girls.
Sweetie.
I look forward to meeting you very much.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. See you
later,
thank
Shelley.
You.
Bye,
thank
Renee.
You so much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, back to angel numbers. Can you give us a little bit of a clue when you say about angel numbers? 17 is my favorite number, so I don't know if that's an angel number or not.
It's an angel number, but I will not remember exactly what it means at that point.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that after.
Yes, what you have to do is Google angel number 17, and it will come up exactly what it means for you. Because I see 1111 all the time. It could be 1112, 1211. It could be 1101. It could be someone had liked a video,
yes.
And it was 11 likes. They were on 11 minutes ago. It's like crazy. So
I'm going to give the number again for anybody to call in. Vaughn, am I right? 727-441-3000. Again, 727-441-3000. I think somebody was trying to call in. I think my daughter, Gabriella, was trying to call in. And she's very, very spiritual, too.
Oh, wonderful.
And she has a lot of gifts. And she's just coming into it. She hears a lot of things like you do.
Yeah.
And she wants to grow a little bit more with this because she tells me things. And I'm like, serious, girl? And she's like, well, yeah, Mom. I mean, do I just think I'm making this up? I'm like, no. So, Gabrielle, if you're out there, call in 727-441-3000. All right, we have a caller. Who's on the line?
We have Adalia on the phone.
Adalia? Okay, Dahlia, this is Renee Leone with Hollywood Connections, and we're here with Shelley. What kind of questions do you have for Shelley?
Well, this is my first time ever doing anything like this.
That's okay.
I'm a little emotional.
I'm already getting a message for you, and they're telling me to believe in yourself. You're always proving yourself to everyone. They say, stop doing that. You need to get rid of those people. Let them walk away. It's their loss. It's time for you to focus on you and love yourself. They're just telling me everyone's always telling you what to do. It's like you can never speak your truth and speak from your heart. You hold so much in, and you need to express yourself more is what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Did that help you at all by her saying this? Like she felt something right away. But if you have any other questions, ask her.
Yeah, because I just, I lost my son to a motorcycle accident, and I'm having a hard time.
Well, sweetie, I definitely can help you with that. And remember, it's sad that they're not here, you know, physically.
I'm so sorry.
But he is always with you. And he just told me to tell you, Mom, do not blame yourself. I'm always with you. Whenever you talk to your son, he hears every word you say. He tells me he's leaving signs around, so pay attention. It could be feathers. It could be a red cardinal at the window. They're telling me there's been a few signs and you need to pay attention. And when he's visiting you, it's not a dream. He's truly there. So he's always with you, always with you. I know it's sad, sweetie, but he wants you to move on. It's time for you to live your life and just be happy and just remember he's with you.
How long ago has this happened?
December 31st, 2017.
I'm sorry to
17.
Hear this.
So listen, you know what? I'm going to tell you, we're going to give you where her location is because she might be able to help you if you see her one-on-one because sometimes you just need somebody to talk to that, you know, she might be able to talk through spirit to you. Again, do you have a pen? You can write down her number. Phone number
I
also.
I'm sitting in the carport and I left a message on your phone, on your Facebook because I found it on Facebook.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I will make sure I will answer you tonight, sweetie. Okay?
Okay. I don't get on Facebook anymore because after this happened, I just don't feel like
Okay. Well, she's going to get back in touch with you. What's your name again?
Idalia. It's Idalia.
Idalia. Okay, Idalia. We'll get back with you, and she will contact you later. Just make sure you leave your number. And also, like I said, you could even leave the number here, too, if you have a problem, 727-441-3000, and we'll make sure Shelly gets the message so she can contact you. Okay? Thank you so much. Sorry for your loss. We have another caller. Thank you so much, honey. Okay. Who's on the other line now?
Russ.
Yeah, it's Russ. Hi.
Oh, hi, Russ. It's Renee.
Hi.
Leon.
Hi. Hello, dear. How are you?
Is this the Russ that I know?
Let me.
Yes. Hi.
Glory to God, baby.
Glory to God. Well, you know what? Here we are, Shelly. You know, Russ, I think might have a question for you.
Okay, Russ. Bring it on.
Actually, I've got one quick question, maybe a few others. That's up to the Lord, my friend. How are you, by the way? You doing okay?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
So what questions do you have, Russ?
Well, do you realize you're proclaiming evil? Do you realize you're doing that? Because tarot cards has nothing to do biblically. Do you know about that by any chance?
Well, all I'm going to say, I do what comes from my heart. So I am who I am meant to be and who I'm supposed to serve people. So everyone can have their own opinions and think what they want. You do not have to listen to me, and you could just...
Yeah. You know, Russ,
well,
it's...
actually, Shelly, it's not an opinion. If it's coming from your heart, then you have no idea who Jesus is because he resides in the heart of his chosen ones, his elect, which means you're serving Satan. Amen, amen, amen. It's not an opinion.
I'm sorry, Russ. All right, Russ. Listen, we have another caller. It was great calling, and we'll see you another time. Thank you.
Ciao.
Okay. Do we have the other call? Oh, the other caller hung up? Okay. It's probably my daughter trying to break in. So anyway, Shelly, what is your passion?
My passion is healing hearts and souls. That is my passion, to get through to people. They need to know how to heal their self and what unconditional love is and how just to focus on them and not worry so much about everything around them, because people need to love their self first before anything.
Oh, absolutely. I truly believe that. Yes. And this music that is playing in the background sounds so zen. It's very calming and cooling. And you know, I just want to holler out here, if you don't mind. That's my way, my Pennsylvania way of saying, you should say what you believe, okay?
Of course.
And it's okay. Everybody has their own opinion.
Yes, of course.
And their thoughts and everything. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say this. I truly believe that we all have our own gifts, but it's whether we're open enough to understand them or to use them. And I really truly believe that God gave everybody gifts.
Oh, yes.
And we have to understand what's going on. Like, yes, with our world, what's happening. There's a lot of controversy. Mm-hmm. You know, listen, we need to be healers of our own self,
yes,
number one.
Am My beliefs are many. I respect everyone's religion.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Just who I am.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I went to Catholic school for a year. Mm-hmm. I was a Protestant when I was younger. Catholic school for a year for the education. Wind up being a, you know, born-again Christian. And I'm metaphysical too. So I believe in a lot of different things. And I, you know what I can say? I believe in God. And
I believe in God
Jesus.
Also. I believe in Jesus.
And you know what? Yes. My beliefs are my beliefs. And it still doesn't mean that, I mean, like we say, be intuitive and look at, you know, put the best thing out there, because when you put good out there, good comes back.
Oh,
you
yes,
know,
definitely.
Be positive about life. Mm-hmm. You know, negativity is not there. It's supposed to be positive. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, you are correct, 100%.
So what I was going to ask you, when did your gifts finally open?
Well, actually, it was my opportunity when Zen Zone Experience had hired me. This was my chance, my opportunity I was waiting for.
How old were you?
This was just the past year. I've only been there a year now.
Okay. And hold on one second. Okay. We got a call. Who's on the line? Vaughn, who's on the line? Hi, I think we have another caller, right?
Yep, we have Russ, and, you know, Don said, I guess all opinions, you know, are open. So
no, that's okay. He said his opinion, but he's on the other line too, right? He's on the other line again?
Yes.
Yeah, this is me. That's Russ.
He should be
on. Oh, okay, Russ. So that's okay. Like, Russ, I mean, I have other callers that were calling in, and we have two that had hung up. And I know.
That's fine.
That's okay that your beliefs. That's okay for your beliefs, because some people are non-believers.
Miss Leon, how do I say this? It's not, everybody has a belief.
Everybody has a belief.
But there's only one book that declares the truth for the glory of God, and that's called the Bible, okay? For number one, the darkness cannot kick out a light. Can't do it. It won't happen, okay? It won't happen. The Lord's word does not come back void. Do you understand what that means?
Yes. And the, you know what? Your Lord's word, you're absolutely right. And what do you say about
this,
Shelley?
Well, no, I'm not right, Miss Leon. I'm not right. Read the Bible. It declares it. It's not about me being right or wrong. It's what the Bible declares. For number one, she's opening up evil demonic portals in the type of a craft, spiritual warfare she is partaking in.
I'm sorry to tell you, you're 100% incorrect. I know what I'm doing. And I know who comes
you
to
do.
Me.
Of course you do.
So
what's
for
the
you
middle
to
word
say it's still...
What is the middle word in sin? I. Of course you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. That's the middle word in sin. You're living in sin, young lady. You're
I am not living in
bag.
Sin.
Of course
I'm
you
doing
are.
What I'm meant to do to help people. That is your opinion.
Oh, you're serving Satan.
That
Go
is
forth.
Your opinion.
Speaking.
It's not an opinion. It's biblically the truth.
Well,
say what you think.
I said what I had to say.
Not.
Okay, Miriam.
Miriam, say what you need
to
say.
Yeah, well, you know, I just read this stuff from the scientists who've been studying the brain, and they say that nothing exists except the brain, and we really don't, you know, that God doesn't exist, nothing exists. Personally, I find it that there's your belief. There is the scientist's belief, and then there's the belief that Shelley is talking about, the wonderful heaven that we can go to, and we can come back and meet our people. And personally, if we have a choice, I'm going to take her choice.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
I appreciate
whatever.
That.
Oh, yes, I was a daughter of an Episcopalian priest. Thank you very much.
May I say something?
That's okay. That's okay.
Whomever and whatever you or plural verb you all are chatting about, okay? Listen to this. You're very accountable for your consequences from the Lord, okay? So I leave it at that. And you have a choice. The Lord gives us a choice. He does not force his love. He's a lovely man. He's spirit is what he is, okay? He's not of the human, but he was sent in the form of Jesus Christ, which is in the
okay,
flesh.
Okay, I think,
Pardon
I'm
mind.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Russ, not to cut you off. We do
Don't
have another
sorry.
Call.
No, Miss Leon, listen, ladies, no need to be sorry. It's about your soul. It's about what you're doing.
No, I have another call, Russ.
We have
I'm
another
sorry.
Call. That's
I have another
why.
Call.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you. All right, Vaughn, is that other caller on now?
I don't know. It just keeps hanging up. Like
it keeps hanging
know,
up.
Ring
okay.
and then.
Okay,
right
can
when
you
I
check on this over here, though? I think my my phone here. You have to, the battery's going low. So, also, all right, so some they hung up. I wonder if that was my daughter again calling.
Okay.
All right. Well, Gabriella, I mean, for some reason, you're not being, you're trying to get through just to ask questions, but it's not happening. If you could try to call back at 727-441-3000, that would be great. Okay, so our ancestors, they're going to call back in, I'm sure. I'm thinking it's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What were the spirit animals?
Well, the spirit animals, it can be a dog, a cat, a dragonfly, a bird that crosses your path.
It I have butterflies.
It can be a spider in a web on a tree.
But I see butterflies.
So butterflies
all the time.
Is for transformation.
What do you see? What do you see?
I beg your pardon?
What do you see? I see butterflies sometimes. Archangel Michael, whenever I think of Archangel Michael, butterflies come around for
really?
Some reason.
That's
yeah.
lovely. I wish I could see some butterflies once in a while, but I really
all
don't.
You have to do is Google animal totem and what you're seeing a lot of,
yeah.
and that will be your message.
That will be.
Yes, definitely. And I would love to tell a story.
Okay, so we have another call.
Okay.
We do have the call to come in. Okay, and who's on the line? Who's on the line?
Diane.
Diane. Oh, hi, Diane. So we have Shelley here. So can we help you?
Helped me quite a bit already. I met her when my husband Miriam's son was dying.
Okay.
And Shelley helped me not only get through his death, but in the months afterwards, she was there for me.
Wow.
And she helped me get through the loss. And I am still friends with her, and
wow,
I truly
nice.
Believe that she can see and hear and feel and let us know what is happening.
Wow! So
thank
you've had
you,
a great
sweetie.
You've had a great experience with her, and she's guided you through the transition.
Mm-hmm.
So, were you married to mm-hmm. Miriam's? You were married to Miriam's son.
Yes, David. Yep.
Wow. So
I was his wife.
Oh,
and
wow.
Not only did she help us when he was in hospice care, the care center for 9 days before he passed.
Oh, wow.
And she not only helped us, but everybody that was there with their loved ones
yes.
was requesting her.
Oh, wow. So you had a really awesome experience, and
yes.
you did.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you
and
know.
I was a non-believer until she exactly
oh, yes.
explained how my mother looked.
Oh,
and my mother had passed, and she knew exactly what my mother wore.
Wow.
What was so funny, her mother was sitting next to her. I said, this woman sitting next to you is your mother, and she has the biggest flower shirt I've ever seen in my life.
And that's something that, I guess, Diane, that your mother would be wearing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I had only known Shelley for 2 days.
Serious?
Yes.
Seriously.
See, that's
her,
when you know.
Miriam and her had visited my husband in the nursing home, the respite care where I had given him. And when we had to take him to the care center, he requested that she be there because she was such a calming effect on him.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? That's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you for calling. We're getting short on time.
Yeah.
I have some few more questions to
okay.
be asking, and want
thank
to appreciate you,
you
for calling in.
No
okay.
problem.
And I'm sure you're gonna recommend her for people,
oh, yeah.
especially somebody that's sick or they're going through hard times. It's always nice to speak to somebody that could talk to somebody that
yep.
has passed over.
Yep.
But thank you for calling in.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I would love to tell the story about the guardian angels when they came through in my room at
okay,
work.
Okay, please do. Please
okay,
do.
So what I want to say, I was lighting my tea light for my Victorian rose oil, and I heard this noise behind me, and I heard, Shelley, what is it that you want? All the archangels were walking in with Archangel Michael.
Oh, wow.
And I turned around, and I said, well, I want to stay on my path. Healing hearts and souls is my passion, helping people. And second is a special person in my life who I know that is coming soon. And third, I want to get healthy, focus on my body, take care of me on the inside and out. So Archangel Michael came so close to me, to my face like this, and he says, Shelley, all of your dreams, wishes, passions, desires are coming true now. That's how he spoke, very powerful,
really?
Now. And this was 4 weeks ago. So that's
so can you please repeat that again? Because I do want people that have just like maybe they're not really paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just wasn't really so much because
okay.
I was looking at our time. So please repeat what you said.
Okay, I was burning my Victorian rose oil, and I heard noise behind me, and I heard, Shelly, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? And I turned around, and there's all these archangels walking in my room with Archangel Michael. And I said, well, I want to stay on my path with healing hearts and souls is my passion. I want that special person in my life who I know that is and is coming soon. And third, I want to be focused on getting healthy, taking care of my body from the inside and out. So Archangel Michael stood right in front of me, this close to my face, and he said, Shelly, all of your wishes, passions, desires, and dreams are coming true now. That's how clear he said, now. Wow. And this happened like four to six weeks ago. So that was really amazing. And all these things are written in my journals because I'm told I'm going to write some books. And I kind of laughed at first, but I see me writing books.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So, definitely. You know, because of your stories and because of your, you know, circumstances and things that have happened to you and how, you know, you've opened up to this, you have to have a journal.
Oh, yes, definitely. There's just so much going on. It's hard to remember everything.
It sure is.
Yes.
I'm sure it is.
But it's been wonderful.
Well, you know, I am a believer because I've seen differences, things that happen in my life.
Yes, of course.
You know, and every time, though, I've been through certain things. Mm-hmm. I've always prayed to God and prayed for, you know, for healing and things like that and just the believing in God. Because I know when you're in with angels, they're all about God.
Oh, yes, okay? Of course.
You know, and surely I don't believe there's any anything evil about you at all and what your beliefs are. So I do want to say that. And that's why I'm doing this show.
Thank you. And everything is from my heart. This is my
passion.
That's
important.
And I'm so happy that you're here with me because you understand where I'm coming from.
And you know what? I put the light of protection around me every day.
Yes, of
course. You know, because when you put the light, white light of protection, that blocks anything from energies,
yes,
bad
definitely.
Energies. Your ancestors are all about us. Okay, our ancestors are all about us.
Yes, they give us guidance. They give us knowledge and wisdom. They're always around us, always.
Always.
Yes.
Okay. So why must some souls be shown the way to the light? You know, why must some souls, it says here.
What I have found out in many of my readings also when they come through with the other person, they come through for forgiveness, to truly go to the light completely. They come back because they need their forgiveness.
Yes.
And it's very special because, as God says, everyone has their flaws. No one is perfect, not even him, not even me, not even you, not even Miriam. We all have our flaws, but we are always forgiven. So it's all with forgiveness.
Do we have a call over there? I think we have another caller coming in. No? Hung up. Okay. No. We thought it was another call,
That's fine.
I don't know. I'm sure she couldn't get through on the line. So, Miriam, do you have anything before we close? Anything that you wanted to say?
Well, I never really believed in all of this until I met Shelley, and I've seen things now, and I don't know. But I'm at the point where I have to believe because it's also
real.
Also real, you're right. Yeah, there are more things in heaven and earth than heaven and hell that are dreamed of in our philosophy, Horatio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna be closing soon. Yeah. So Shelley, please, your address and where you can be reached, and you know, I want to thank you. But you can please tell me your address where you can be reached and your number.
Okay. Well, they can reach me at the Zen Zone Experience, 3964 Tampa Bay, Oldsmar, Florida, 34677. My email is shelleybale666@gmail.com.
So.
And okay, Healing Hearts and Souls is my passion. That is my page. You can Google.
I want to thank you, everybody, for listening in.